Sounds like a sweet lady.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's funny. Okay, so I liked your joke about Brigham Young. I was like, is he? Like that. I was like, oh, I know. Anyway, Sue and I, angels that are listening now or later, and some of you guys will join us, I'm sure. Sue was telling you, share the story, because that sounds like a sweet, you love your mother, you loved your mother-in-law. I think she transferred out of here, right? She's in a...
She did. Yeah, a couple of Christmases ago. Yeah, it's been a couple years. But yeah, I was enough to, you know, we lived our last few years of her life. We were able to live with her. My husband was her caregiver. She suffered from dementia, but she had a really good sense of humor, and you know, we joked a lot, especially you know, around the kitchen table. And he teased his mom. It was really cute.
Aw, that's, I love that. Family's so important, you know. And I think, you know, we talk about when I do my gratitude in the morning, because I, you know, I'll run in the morning and do some breathing before I start running. And one of the things that I do is I'm super grateful. And I was like, you know, let me just be grateful to all my family, right? And so I go through the whole list of family, and you know, from my daughter to everybody. And it's just wonderful to what they do for you. They bring you to the table. And I remember grounding my daughter one day. She was, you know, I'm sure your children, you know, as teenager, my daughter, she can be challenging. And she was, she's talking to me, and she goes, I couldn't see her. The door was closed, right? And she says, and she locked it. Goes, you can't see anything, Helen Keller. I said, really? I said, let me tell you something, Alexander Graham Bell. You're going to be waiting for that phone to ring. And it's not going to ring because I'm turning your phone off. You know, but I was thinking about things like that. when you're going through them, you want to just, you know, you want to just scream and yell and knock the door down, right? And but okay. you remember those sweet moments, and so grateful for them because they make the person you are today, right? I don't know if you ever had family pets, but we had a rabbit for my daughter, and he died, and so we had to put on a black dress and go to the funeral. Heather said a few words. And then I told Chelsea my lab to dig. Chelsea buried the rabbit. Heather said a few words. We all said it, sang a song. And then it's like, okay. We went back. But those are the things that make us who we are today. And I think being a parent, man, I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And I know you've got several kids and several children. So I know being a parent for you has been really joyful as well as challenging, right? So, you know.
It's really great moments, too, so I wouldn't give up any of it.
Yeah, you started out as a parent. Yeah, I'm quite young, so that's the reason why you're a young grandmother. My grandmother never looked like you. She just didn't, but that's all good. So tell me what you're grateful for today. Tell me what you want to create.
Oh, let's see. Today I am grateful for the fact that I am able to take off a couple of days' work. My husband's having surgery today, and I'm just really glad that I can be with him.
That's great.
And help him through it.
So family, being grateful for family, being grateful for opportunity, and having the freedom in your schedule to take off. Just for you.
Yes. I probably won't do it today because I'll be busy with my husband, but... tomorrow, I want to go and get a tree and some plants to plant in my backyard. So I want to create some beauty.
Can I tell you something? I would like to do that myself, and I also want to create make my home inside better. I had a dream about growing a lot of different plants. I don't even know if I have a green thumb. I've never tried, so we'll see. And so I probably need to get one that is used to the sun and all that kind of stuff. I'll ask you about that or text me something I need to look for. I'm going to start with one plant and try to grow it. It's funny, I had a dream 3 days ago, and I saw all these growing plants around me, you know, because I live here in South Florida. And then I saw all these plants growing around it's weird. I think it represented Angel Coaches, because we're taking Angel Coaches, you know, doing a big media blitz because the site is almost ready, and we're, you know, and I just feel like, you know, I want to take it around the world. And, you know, and I know you do, because you're part of Angel Coaches, and I know you want to work full-time your spiritual career. Not that you don't, you're not spiritual at work, because we always are, but that's something that I know that you are destined to do, right? That's your soul's purpose, to teach metaphysics, to teach spirituality, law of attraction, vibration. She's going to do workshops on it. Those who are listening now or listening later, and also have her own show, as well as a few of us here are going to do that. And the Angel Coaches. So you get a little bit, you'll be able to have a buffet of Angel Coaches. How cool is that, right? Buffet of Angels. You know. Yeah. So, but that's what you're creating. Hey, I'm going to ask you to come back to you for an intention later on. Does anybody else want to speak up? I know, Vic, you're here. I know you're up in the northern Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And do you have anything you want to contribute in what you're creating and an intention, your intention for the day? So I would like, you always give us some good thoughts. So we're here. And I know that you're here too, Ms. Keisha. So, but I don't want putting pressure on you.
I'm here.
Okay.
No, I'm fine. I can talk.
Okay. Well, hold on 1 second. Vic, do you want to say anything? Just put pressure on her. All right. How about you, Keisha? What do you want to talk about? Tell us your intention. I know your challenge today, and we all are on some level, and we all have joy. But your message about your son, we're like, cool, I like that. What do you want to?
Well, I'm very thankful for my kids. They're adorable, and I can't even imagine life without them. Today, I said, do me a favor, let's always stay close. You know, I don't want to be overbearing to you all, but I just want to make sure that we always communicate and we stay close. You guys in my life, and anything I say or that we do is always for your best intention, and I want you to know that. And they all, like, kissed me goodbye, and they were just adorable, and I'm very thankful for them, and I'm thankful to learn how to calm down and be okay with just being me and not needing anything else but what's in front of me. And I'm really trying to absorb that and grasp that and believe it and move forward with it. And also, I have a lot of great opportunities in my funnel. I have to just keep moving. And I'm grateful for the videotape that Tareen sent me on Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, so, my gosh, that's it.
That's it today.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate that. That's wonderful. And, you know, we opened up the show this morning talking about our children. I was grateful for my daughter and, you know, some of the challenges that we enjoyed and the joys. James, welcome back. And Vicki, I thought you were on, but I had not put you on, so you're here. So, James, we have missed you. What's going on? And first of all,
thank you. I'm good.
Good. What's going on? What are you grateful for? What are you looking to create? I know you've got some new things and your funnel as well. So that's a great word, you guys. They do it's working on consistently.
Right.
And getting results.
Well,
talk to us. What's that?
I'm very thankful for working on things in my past and clearing up things and settling things. And I'm grateful to build a healthy and beautiful future.
Nice. Healthy, beautiful future.
So,
well, that's wonderful, James. Healthy, beautiful future. Creating a healthy, beautiful future. That's a great intention. Good for you.
Yes.
And creating a beautiful now gives you a beautiful future. It's always like when you open lemonade, lemonade comes out. Good for you.
Right. And I guess I'm also thankful for some insight that I've gained on myself. So by working on what I worked on, I saw things that I did wrong. But I didn't see them then. I see them now. And it's really helping me. It's helping mend wounds. Mending wounds.
Like that. You know, there's a song out there, and I can't remember, it was talking about, you can't put a Band-Aid on it. You got to look at it and deal with it. can't remember the name of the song, but it's actually,
right.
Anyway, good for you.
It's probably a country song, and when you play it backwards, you get your dog back, you get your wife back, you get your kids back.
Right. My future husband. That's one that Sue turned me on to, right, Sue? My future husband. Anyway, I play that all the time, by the way. Thank you. It's on my iPod. Okay, Vic, what do you want to create? Because Vic is here, and she's up in, you're up in northern Florida, and I can't remember where, but I know it's beautiful up there where you're at.
St. Augustine, and yes, it's gorgeous.
Is it as hot as it is here, down here in South Florida?
Yeah, so. It's just as hot here as it is there.
We
don't
get
a break for that, not too
much
anyway. So today my intention is to be prosperous and abundant, and I am thankful that I get to spend this quality one-on-one time with my daughter.
Very nice. Yeah, so. We'll say a prayer today for everybody, because we know that feels like we're supposed to do that, and your intentions too. And Allison, I know you're out there. Okay, I called Allison this morning. Allison is, she's just having a fun time now being single. I'll just leave it at that. But anyway,
I didn't miss that. What'd you say?
You're having a fun time being single. You have a buffet of angel coaches here. Okay, and Allison is one of them, and Allison has figured out the joys of dating. So anyway, what are you looking for? Create and what's your intentions?
Well, this morning, I mean, it's no different than it's been over the last several days. It's having those positive thoughts and changing my mindset to where I can change my life. First and foremost, I have a lot of gratitude for you, Tree, and you've helped me immensely. And then being on here with all of you on Tuesdays and Thursdays has been a great support, and I want to thank all of you. I have a lot of gratitude in listening to your stories and your joys and your triumphs and even your trials have really helped me as well. I'm also very thankful. I talked to my youngest daughter last night for an hour and a half. She's the one that we tend to have a strained relationship. So it was a good conversation. And I'm very thankful for my other daughter who went to Bonnaroo. I don't know if anybody you know about Bonnaroo, but she got back in one piece. Amen on that. It's a crazy concert for like 5 days. It's like the Woodstock of this era, you know, and so the stories were a little unsettling, but it was like, thank God you're home.
Which in Vegas,
very thankful.
Vegas, right?
Basically that's what she said. Anyway, she told me lots of crazy stories, and I'm like, oh my. But anyway, and then work is going well. I'm very thankful for my assistant director. I think that my load's getting a little bit lighter, and I'm very thankful for that. And I have so much gratitude for my staff. I have a fantastic staff. My bosses are terrific, and just moving forward with work. And then because my load is lightening at work, now it's giving me an opportunity. I've got all summer that I can really focus on my angel coaches writing and getting really entrenched in that, because I start school in August. So I feel like I have been blessed with time, and that's good. And so I'm very thankful for all of that. So that's my...
I like that.
Today and then looking forward, yes. And have travel, pray for me and have travel mercies. I'm flying out to Boulder or to Denver tonight to go see one of my best friends I haven't seen in a while. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah.
Just for a couple of days, and then turn. I got to come back and so I can come see my dad on Father's Day. So
I'm really happy for you with that, especially with the situation that you had to deal with to create that to happen. Okay, so. That meant facing a lot of stuff there. So anyway, facing your fears. Guys, I tell you, I'm going to say a prayer, or somebody else can say it if you want. Anybody want to volunteer? Doesn't matter. Okay, let's say it. And then we can put our intentions out there. But it feels like people, prayers for travel, prayers for hope, prayers for joy. Dear angels, God, ascended masters, and causal plane, and all the soul family that are here with us today. We are all one big soul family. And thank you for letting us once again have this time together. And thanks to soul families on the other side for helping each and every one of us as individuals and as a group to create all the joy and prosperity in every area of our life, and also help us deal with the challenges and face the challenges and create peace for all of us. And thank you for prosperity in our bank accounts, because I know some of us or all of us want all that. Thank you for prosperity in our hearts and with love. You know what we're looking to create. And have her back, as I know you do, angels of God and everybody. And we say amen, and so it is. Right.
Amen, and
all right,
so
guys.
It is.
Amen, so it is.
Good deal. Anybody else? All right, tonight, guys, we have Transformation Thursday. We've got some really cool stuff going down, so don't miss it. It is tonight at 7, and I would really like to do it at 7, and or between 7 and 9, and I have that opportunity, or we all do if you're as a speaker. So let me know when some of you guys are ready to speak again, and I will look up from there. And Allison and I are going to be doing a show, a really cool show. You guys will love it. Not going to tell you what it is yet, but it is funny. Take care, everybody. Have a great now, and we will see you this evening. Bye now.
Bye now.
Oh, by the way, you guys, check out the Soulmate video I put. It's only 8 minutes, but I think you'll enjoy it if you guys haven't heard it yet. All right, bye. It's on Facebook.com/angelcoaches.